everyone, and welcome to this week's devotions. I rest my case. I want to share with you today about the accusation that comes to your identity. I want to read together in Matthew 3 and a bit of Matthew 4, but we'll start in Matthew 3, verse 16 to 17. And it says, "And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" If we continue reading in Matthew 4, verse 1 to 4, it says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" I thought this was just amazing, that in the face of the accuser, Jesus responded with the word. You know, in Matthew 3, we read that a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased." And I believe that Jesus took those words and he meditated on it while he was in the wilderness. That when the accuser came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God," he could respond with what was written and what was spoken over him. He said, "I will live by the words that come out of the mouth of God." I want to read in Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. And it says, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." This is what Jesus did. He took the word that was spoken over him. "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." And he kept it before his eyes. He inclined his ear. He meditated on it and he let that be his defense. When the accuser comes to you and wants to stir doubt in your heart of who you really are, are you really? You can stand and say, "Hey, it is written. It is written. These were the words spoken over me." There's a direct link between the word of God and our identity. When you read the word, it's as if you are looking into a mirror, beholding who you really are. Today, I want to encourage you that in your case, in your trial, you have a defendant, and that is the Word of God. You can stand sure knowing that that is your identity. Meditate on His Word. Incline your ear. Keep it before your eyes. Let that be your truth and your life. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.